Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Longvidin. Enter to win a free Apple Watch Series 5 at the link in the show notes below. Apple has made the rack-mountable Mac Pro available for purchase this week, and it starts at $6,499. The unit features the same build-to-order components as the regular Mac Pro, but it adds rack mounting rails that come in a separate box. The base model rack mount Mac Pro comes with an 8-core Intel Xeon W CPU, 32GB of RAM, a Radeon Pro 580X GPU, and 256GB of flash storage. And if you're keeping tabs on just how much the highest-end Mac Pro will cost you, a fully fleshed-out Mac Pro with rack mount capabilities will cost you a cool $54,000. This means that the rack mount configuration Mac Pro comes at a $500 premium when compared to the standing tower configuration. Rack mounting is commonly used in larger production facilities where the Mac Pro can be combined with other critical network, audio, and video production gear. The mounting rails allow the Mac Pro to slide into the rack above or below other hardware. Of course, outside of visual and audio production, racks are most commonly seen in data centers where the 2019 Mac Pro could also be utilized. In other news, if you've been holding out for an edit button on Twitter, you might be waiting forever. In a new question and answer video, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey shot down any hopes that an edit button will soon come to the platform and explained some of the logic behind that decision. According to Dorsey, the reason editing was never offered from the start was a simple technical one. You originally tweeted via SMS, and once a text message was sent, there was no way to recall it. Even though we no longer tweet via SMS, Dorsey says that Twitter still wants to retain that sort of ephemeral nature of the service. Another problem cited by Dorsey is retweets. If edits are allowed, someone could retweet something, and the author could then edit the original tweet to say something completely different. Of course, there are two solutions here. One would be to add a time limit on how long something can be edited. For instance, Twitter could place a 30-second restriction on editing, so you'd have up to 30 seconds to edit your tweet before it was permanently locked. Twitter could also just ensure that all corresponding retweets are edited when the original tweet is also edited. But Twitter doesn't seem interested in those solutions. Dorsey said that, in conclusion, Twitter will probably never add support for an edit button because of all of the considerations and restrictions that would have to be put in place. So if you've been hoping for that edit button on Twitter, it might be finally time to move on. We are sponsored this week by Longvidin. Longvidin's stylish, genuine leather Apple Watch bands transform any Apple Watch from a functional wrist computer into a fashionable luxury timepiece. Longvidin bands are compatible with all Apple Watch models and sizes, and straps are available in multiple colorways with collections for both him and her. Each band is made of genuine high-grade leather and features a luxurious suede lining, which makes for a comfortable all-day wear. Longvidin also uses a stainless steel butterfly deployant clasp that's usually only found on luxury timepieces. And if you can't decide on which color to get, grab two bands and get the third band for free. Head to Longvidin's website and enter code 9to5mac15 at checkout to take 15% off your entire order. And don't forget to enter our Apple Watch Series 5 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. If you're a fan of Apple history, Sam Henry Gold has today launched what he calls the unofficial Apple Archive. This archive contains hundreds of images and videos from Apple's 44-year history and is believed to be the largest of its kind ever made available. Sam told 9to5Mac's Michael Stieber that he hopes his Apple Archive project will inspire the next generation of designers, developers, and Apple fans by preserving the company's legacy of creativity. The unofficial Apple Archive has been a long time coming. In June of 2019, Sam opened an early version of his archive as a public Google Drive folder. But that version didn't last long due to security concerns and traffic quotas. Then, a promising collaboration with the Internet Archive fell through when Sam needed to find a way to stop people from bulk downloading the entire collection. But now he's landed on a solution that works. Vimeo provides a locked-down player to deter downloads and significantly less video compression than YouTube. Now that the Apple Archive has a permanent home, Sam is undertaking several projects to expand and streamline the collection. As of right now, the full collection spans over 15,000 files and just under 1 terabyte of data. PDFs, print ads, WWDC sessions, obscure clips from the 80s, and an unabridged collection of macOS and iOS wallpapers are among the projects that are still on the way. In the unofficial Apple Archive, you'll likely find ads and videos and pictures that you might have never seen or completely forgotten about. Sam says that he can't share exactly how he got some of the videos and images you'll find, but some of the best things on the service are the hidden gems that have been long since forgotten in Apple's history. You can find all of the details on the unofficial Apple Archive, including how you can support Sam's work on this project, in Michael Stieber's full piece at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.